My wife and I both have to work full-time to keep the bills afloat. The house, cars, credit cards, tossing a baby, and that's a lot for one income. So luckily we're able to work opposite schedules for the most part so that our kiddo is with one of us pretty much all the time. There's just a few hours of overlap in the middle between when she has to leave for work and when I get home that we need a babysitter. A friend recommended you to us, giving rave reviews about how caring and attentive you are to their kids whenever you babysit for them. After a short interview, you were hired. Now that interview did more than just land you a job, though. It planted a seed of desire in my brain that I didn't think could be there. It was just an innocent little feeling at first, but over the past couple weeks, when I get home to let you go, you've been staying a little longer each time, just chatting, helping me with dinner, cleaning up a little bit. Things I told you didn't have to do, but you insisted you didn't mind. You wanted to. But did you want to? Or did you just not want to leave me yet? See, these are the things that were keeping me up at night, contemplating, creating scenarios in my head that led me to a secret one-on-one meeting with my cock in the bathroom. The amount of times I've gotten myself off thinking about you at this point is staggering. And I felt guilty at first, my wife sleeping in bed and I'm spitting all over my cock thinking about sitting you on the counter and railing your young tight pussy. That didn't last too long, though, because, I mean, we're all human, right? We all have thoughts and desires. No big deal, right? I came home today and saw you had an extra bag with you. Normally, it's just your purse, but you had something else. I told you that you really didn't have to get me anything, and my birthday wasn't for a few months. Such a dad. You laughed and said that you'd be pretty impressed if those fit me. They were clothes that you were going to change into before heading out to the bar with some friends. I told you it might be a little early for bars since it was only 5:30, but you said you were going to hang out until we put the kid to bed and then you were going to change and head out. The fact that you didn't ask and just told me you were staying until after bedtime turned me on so much. My imagination has played out this scenario before many times, so I was instantly aroused. Something you could see across my face, kind of like a neon sign. You smiled with your eyes and then smirked at me as you turned around and walked back into the living room. A little more hip in your walk than usual, knowing that my eyes are still on you. We managed to get through dinner and bedtime without any more discussion about what's happening after bed. But the closer and closer it got, the more butterflies I got in my belly. And the more butterflies I got, the more I said to myself, dude, don't be dumb. She's going out with some friends and didn't feel like going home and doing nothing first. She's going to change and leave. I closed the door to the Munchkins' room and started walking down the hall. You brushed by me with the bag in your hand on your way to the bathroom. I went, shut some of the lights off, and leaving one on so it wasn't totally dark, and plopped down onto the couch with a sigh and turned the TV on. A few moments later, I hear the bathroom door open. My heart is instantly racing. And my mind is flashing multiple scenarios back to back. Are you naked? Lingerie? A sexy skirt? Gloves and a ski mask to kill me? My mind can be a weird place. I turn back and I see you. Your gorgeous body. Now in the sexiest lingerie I have ever seen. Fuck. You whispered out a little high as you turned the corner of the couch and stood in front of me, my eyes slowly scanning you from your knees up to your face, my jaw wide open, What is this? I tried to make a joke, saying that I'm not entirely sure they're going to let you in like that. You leaned in and put a finger over my lips, telling me you're not going to the bar. This is for me. I had to shift my pants because I was so hard, pressing up against my jeans. You looked down and smiled as you watched me, seeing the bulge in my pants. We can't. I said, we can't do this, though. I'm... And you're... And the baby is... sleeping. Fuck. So you stood up and let your fingertips caress the skin that was bare on your breast down your tummy to your panty line, asking me seductively if I really don't want this. If you should really get dressed and leave. I said, I think that might be for the best. You turned around. Jesus, please. Not the ass. The thing I've been drooling over for weeks to see. You bend over and place your hands on my knees for support. Your ass almost all the way in my face. The tiny lace between your cheeks does nothing to hide the jewel butt plug that you have in. Your pussy lips swallowing the string, and I can see the wetness on the fabric. I hear you tell me to taste it. Do it. You say please. Again and again. You just whimper. Please. I thought I could be a strong man. This is wrong on a multitude of levels, but my hands grab onto your ass cheeks as I spread you. You whimper with a fuck yes. I leave the fabric where it is, slowly lick you where your clit is underneath, up your pussy lips and around the jewel of the plug, and back down. The sweetness of your juice is now all over my tongue. So good. I can't believe I'm doing this with the babysitter. I feel one of your hands slide down my thigh and start rubbing my bulge. As soon as you touch it, I see your plug move and your knees buckle a little, throbbing and aching for that big fat cock you feel in my pants. I go back in, licking more. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. I hook a finger around the string and I pull it all the way over so I can bury my tongue in your pussy, licking and sucking the juices out. You stop stroking and just squeeze. You've never had your pussy eaten by an older man like this before. Someone who knows what they're doing. Flicking your clit fast and hard and swirling and pushing it around. My thumb pressing on your plug. Such a dirty girl. You turn around and get to your knees. I'm already taking my belt off and pulling my pants down. You spit in your hand and cup it around my balls as your other grabs my shaft and points the tip towards your mouth. The pre-cum that's all over the head soon disappears as you lick it all up, softly swishing my balls in your wet hand. You then take me into your mouth until your lips touch your fingers that's holding me steady, sucking it clean and swallowing with a moan. You then spit on the head and proceed to push it down to your fingers with your lips. Your hand slides down so more of me goes into your mouth. More. 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 until your lips are now touching my body and every visible inch of my cock is in your throat. You pull your mouth back and show me the trail of spit that your throat made, taking control of my shaft again with your other hand. You start to stroke and suck me, both hands working my body along with your mouth like a well-oiled machine. I grabbed you by your hair and lifted you off. You moaned out loud as you sat up straight, starting to get up. But I have another bout of guilt and hesitation. Okay, all right, maybe that's far enough. Maybe we should stop. You take my face in your hands as your knees find themselves on opposite sides of my lap, my throbbing cock at attention now pressed against your dripping pussy lips. You tell me, it's okay. Shh. It's our secret. What the fuck? I am so helpless for you. You get the head right at your opening. Inside, just the smallest little bit. And then you spread your knees, impaling yourself on my swollen cock. I felt your whole body tense, goosebumps appearing under my hands that are holding your arms, a little tremor as you start to rock back and forth with my full length inside you. You lean your head next to my ear as you whimper, wrapping your arms around me. Hard, slow grind back and forth. I could feel you shaking. You whispered out that you were coming already. Already coming. I let you have this slow, intense orgasm, feeling your juices literally pouring out around me and down my thighs. As your orgasm subsided, you began to fuck me a little faster, leaning back away a little with a look of disbelief that you came that fast. I knew you were hungry for more, though. I grabbed your hips. I mean, we're already doing this, so let's fucking do this. I made you fuck me faster, back and forth, so my massive crown swirled every wall inside you, then guiding you up and down, pounding on my length, thrusting my hips up into you, so fucking hot. But that position was getting a little too loud. I shifted you off and bent you over on the couch, standing behind you. I spread your ass and slide my cock back in your pussy. All the way. So deep. So full, you almost pushed the plug out as I went all the way in. Fuck, the feeling of your asshole full while I'm fucking your pussy is so goddamn hot. I grab the jewel and start pulling and pushing as I fuck you, trying not to pound you and be loud again, but a nice, deep, steady rhythm. I can hear you getting closer, and so am I. I start pulling the plug all the way out, pushing it back in. And you begin to lose your fucking mind at how good it feels. Both your holes being fucked by me. I hear you gasp and hold your breath and know that you're coming again. I fuck you hard, pushing and pulling the plug faster. I'm almost there too. You reach back and stop me from putting the plug back in. You look at me and tell me to shoot my cum into your asshole and then plug it. Jesus. Fucking Christ. That instantly brought my orgasm all the way up. I didn't even have time to agree to your demand before I had to pull out, my hand pumping your creamy pussy juices that coated my shaft, you pulling your cheeks apart and pushing your asshole open as I start to shoot my load. First shot, a little got in, most got on your cheek, readjusting my angle, and the second blast went directly in your hole. The third and the fourth made it as well. As I finished, I took the plug and wiped the cum up that didn't make it pushing that into you as I plugged your freshly filled hole. I fell onto the couch, taking a moment to enjoy what just happened before any other thoughts creep into my mind. You flopped over onto me and I held you as we both started to regain our breath. You gave me a kiss on the cheek, told me it's okay, and that you really were going out with your friends tonight. You just wanted to be full of my cum and plugged before you did that. Jesus, oh my God, so hot. You went back into the bathroom to change again. See you next week, you said, with a smile, as you came out and went out the front door.